You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
I would like to share with all of you, the listeners and the viewers of TorahAnytime.com throughout the world, a very personal story that I feel will teach all of us a great lesson about the Pesach Seder and about the significance of the Yontif. A number of years ago, I was leading the Seder, and I give all of you the bracha that you should be able to lead a Seder with children and grandchildren at the table. And at that time, my grandson was 3 years old. His name is Avram. And you know that a little boy cannot follow the Seder. He was running from the kitchen to the dining room, back and forth. And just as we were about to begin singing Vehisha Omda, which is such a beautiful part of the Seder, everybody lifts up the cup of wine, and we all sing Vehisha Omda together, the little grandson comes over to me and he says, "Zaidi, can I sit on your lap?" Now, Mitz Hashem, all of you will be grandfathers and or grandmothers, and you'll see that when your grandchild wants to sit on your lap, of course the answer is yes. So I picked up the cup of wine with my right hand, because I'm a righty, you're supposed to hold it in the hand, in your stronger hand. If you're a lefty, you hold it in your left hand. But so I'm holding the cup of wine on my right hand, and my little grandson is sitting on my left lap. And then we start singing Vehisha Omda. And the most incredible thing happened. As we start singing Vehisha Omda, I started crying. Tears came to my eyes, and you know, sometimes when you want to hold yourself back from crying, it's even worse. And I just, tears were coming down my cheeks, and I couldn't look at anyone. I was looking down, and everybody's wondering, like, everybody's singing this happy song, Vehisha Omda, and why is he crying? And the reason that I was crying is because I was saying these words, Shelo yechod bilvad omad aleinu l'chaloseinu. Not only one nation is trying to get rid of us, Ela shebachol dor v'ador oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. In every generation, they're trying to get rid of us. That's what the Baal Haggadah says. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, Ribbono shel Olam, we've lost 6 million. We've lost so many Jews in Israel, you know, in the wars. And we've been thrown out of Spain, out of Portugal, out of Morocco, out of Poland. You know, like, doesn't it end? And the Baal Haggadah is telling us, no, it doesn't end. In every generation, they're trying to get rid of us. And I tell you, I was wondering, so what's going to happen with this child and the children of his generation? What is the Baal Haggadah telling us? And I was just so distraught. And of course, I took hold of myself, and we continued with the Seder. And then at the end of the Seder, after everybody was upstairs already, I took out every single Haggadah that I had. And I started looking at the commentaries on Vehisha Omda. And I just wanted to get some solace. I wanted to get some comfort. What is going on? What is the Baal Haggadah telling us? And the Chidah, who was a great Sephardic Gadol, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azaloi, he said something absolutely remarkable. And he said as follows. He said, what does the Baal Haggadah mean? That in every generation they're trying to get rid of us? There are many generations where Jews flourished. Now, take a look at our generation. Just 2 years ago in MetLife Stadium, we had 100,000 people at a Siyum HaShas. Just 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you know this, but in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, there were 12,000 girls, students, and teachers who celebrated the 80th Yahrzeit of Sarah Schneer. So Torah is flourishing in America, in Canada, in England. So what is the Baal Haggadah telling us, that in every generation they're trying to get rid of us? And the Chidah tells us something that is something that we must teach our children at the Seder. And that is, it's not always the sword, but sometimes it's the smile. In other words, take a look at America. You can do anything in America. Any man, any woman can get any job, go to any college, join any club. It's freedom. But because of the freedom, we have more intermarriage in America than ever before. So that's what the Baal Haggadah is telling us. It's not only one generation that's trying to get rid of us. In every generation, you have to keep your guard up. Sometimes it's the sword, like Hamas, ISIS, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, all of them. Or sometimes it's even the freedom that you have to be careful from. And when you know that you can travel anywhere and get any job and go to any place that you want, you have to be careful. You can't let your guard down. And that's what the Baal Haggadah teaches us. And I'll tell you an amazing thing. that 2 days after that Seder, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, I had a bris. All of you know that I'm a mile. I had a bris very far out in Long Island. The father was a Gentile fellow. His name was Napolitano, an Italian fellow. The mother was a Jewish girl. And it broke the heart of her parents that her daughter, that their daughter married out. But they wanted to have a bris because the baby's a Jewish child. I wish I would have had a camera, because you know why? After the bris, I turned around on the table. This is what was on the table. A blue box of Hurwitz Margaret and Matzahs. Then there was a box, a bowl of bagels. Then there was a cheese platter and a meat platter. Every Aveira that you could think of. Chometz, matzah, meat, milk. What's going on? How did this happen? What does Eliyahu HaNavi say about a bris like that? How does a bris like that even happen? You know why? Because of the smile, not because of the sword. Because there's freedom. Everybody can mix. And when there's so much mixture and there's no guard, there's no putting up the machitza, so to speak, the spiritual machitza, then, chas v'sholom, there's intermarriage. That's what we have to teach our children. We have to be careful from the sword, of course, and also the smile. But I want to tell you another thing. I heard something recently that was so fabulous. And again, write this down and use it at the Seder and watch the words of what the Baal HaGadol is telling us. And listen to how a Mekubal, Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz, Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz in Yerushalayim said this. Shaloi Echod, the fact that we are not close to Hashem, comma, that's the only thing that can get rid of us. Not any nation. We're going to outlast them all. Whether it's, no matter what Obama thinks, we're going to outlast all the Goyim. We're going to be there till Mashiach. There's only one way, chas v'shalom, that Klal Yisrael could get destroyed. Shaloi Echod. If we're not connected to Hashem, who's the Echod HaMiyuchad, that one, Omar Aleinu L'chaleseinu, that's the only thing that could destroy us, chas v'shalom. And that's something that we have to remember. When we sit at the Seder, we have to make a commitment to all the mitzvahs, to all the menhagim of Klal Yisrael, all the traditions that we have. Because if we stick to Torah and real Yiddishkeit in emes with Avas Hashem and Avas HaTorah and Avas Yisrael, we're going to outlast all of them till Mashiach comes. Let's remember that.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.